The U.S. Meat Export Federation recently participated in the annual FoodEx trade show in Tokyo, Japan. USMEF Vice President for International Marketing Programs, Greg Haynes, says that along with connecting members to potential customers, USMEF staff introduced new U.S. beef and pork dishes to thousands of visitors during the four-day show.
This year, one of the new items we introduced, and we did this in support from the Idaho Beef Council, but we're introducing Idaho finger steaks, which are basically thin slices of beef that are then battered, breaded, and fried, kind of like a chicken fried steak, but again, these are kind of bite-sized morsels. We've been working with a renowned cooking instructor there to come up with some good recipes that fit the Japanese palate. And so FoodEx was a great chance to kind of introduce that and see how the buyers liked it. We were showing some of the different cooking styles for pork. We're really focused on trying to move more loin there. So we introduced some of the slow, low temperature cooking on pork items, even in kind of traditional Japanese ways. So there was a tonkatsu, which is a breaded pork cutlet, but we did it in kind of a low sous vide style cooking. And it really brings out the flavor and the tenderness of the product.
Haynes noted a significant increase in competition at the 2019 FoodEx show, as more and more countries begin to recognize the demand for red meat in the Japanese market.
One of the biggest challenges we're facing in Japan is the fact that the U.S. isn't in a lot of these free trade agreements that our competitors are. A big example of that was Canada. They now had a booth there at FoodEx, probably the first time in about 10 years. You also saw new competitors that are trying to gain better access there as well. Uruguay was very, very active there and was right by our booth, promoting and extolling the virtues of their products.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lose.